Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Gimel. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. So we're moving along here in Perek Arba Mises Bezdin. We've gone into great detail describing mitzvah skila, a little bit lesser detail mitzvah srefa and mitzvah sayif, and now we're up to the fourth of the Arba Mises Bezdin, and that is Chenek. So the Mishnah, mitzvahs hanichnokim. So how exactly did Chenek play itself out? They would take the person that was going to be killed, they would stick him knee deep into Zevel. The noisen sudar kashal techaraka. They would take a hard sudar, wrap it into a softer sudar, the kerichal tzavare, tie it around his neck. There were two people standing on the two sides of him. Zemboy shechetzle, one would pull towards him. The zemboy shechetzle, the other would pull towards him. Achenavshe yoytzes, until he chokes. In other words, chenek, which means choking, was administered by two people. They would take sudarim, put it around his neck. Each one would slap towards him, and that's the way they would choke him. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, the ish ashe yinaf es eshes ish, ashe yinaf es eshes re'eyu, mois yumas hanoyef hanoyefes. So this pasuk is describing an eshes ish that's mezana, or a man that's mezana with an eshes ish. It's the same thing. The halach is that both of them are chayiv mis, mois yumas hanoyef v'hanoyefes. Now the reason this is mentioned right here is because they're chayiv chenek, and we just learned the Mishnah of mitzvahs hanechnokim. So the sugya, the Gemara that's going to discuss mitzvahs chenek, begins with this halach, and then it's going to get into more general ideas regarding mitzvahs chenek. So it says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan ish, the Torah begins this pasuk of someone that's boil an ishes ish with the word ish. Prat l'katan. It's coming to exclude a katan. That a katan that is boil an ishes ish, being that he's a katan, he's not an ish, he's excluded from the parsha of ishes ish. Asheyina fes ishes ish. When it says that only someone that is boil an ishes ish, prat l'ishes katan, it's coming to exclude that somebody that's boil an ishes katan, she's not considered an ishes ish. The halach is, again, you're not going to have mois yumas hanoyef hanoyefes. Eishes re'eyu. When the Torah chazers the word eishes re'eyu, probably eishes acherim, Rashi says that that means that there's no eishes ish if it's the wife of an eino Yehudi. Mois yumas, finally, what we really need when it says in the Torah mois yumas, it means bechenek. Says the Gemara, atam bechenek, you say it means cherek, eino lebachas kol misamuris b'Torah. Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means skilo, sreifa, herek. How do you know it means cherek? Amrit, kol makam anytime it says in the word Moisumas, and it doesn't clarify which one of the Mises Bezdin we are discussing, so Rabbi Yoshia says, now I know that an Eishas Ish that's Mizana is Chayiv Chenek, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah what Misa he's supposed to get, which means it's Stam Misa, and Stam Misa is Chenek. Why? Simply because I don't really know what Misa it is, because it's Stam, the Torah didn't say. So what do you do if you have a Safik? You have to go Lekula. You're not going to go Lechumra. You're going to go Lekula. Which one of the four Mises Bezdin is the one that's the most Kula dig? It's Chenek. So Rav Yoshia said that an Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, or someone that's Mezana with an Eishes Ish, where it says in the Torah, Moisumas Hanoyef Hanoyefes, what Misa does it mean? A Misa is Chenek. Even though there is no remez in the Torah to Chenek, but it says Misa Stam, Stam Misa's Bezdin is Chenek. Why? Because Einat HaRashoy L'moishcho L'hachmir Oleo Elo L'hakel Oleo. And what's the Kula? Chenek. Rav Yoshia says, Loi Mipnei Shehikal. That's not the reason. It's true. I agree with the halach. But the reason is not because it's the most cooler. It's because Stam Misas Chenek. Meaning, I agree with the principle, Stam Misas Chenek, and therefore I agree with your halacha that in Eishes Ish that's Mezana, the Noyef and the Noyef is both going to be Chayiv Chenek. But it's not for your reason. You're telling me because it's the Misa HaKula, that's not the reason. It has nothing to do with that. Loi Mipnei Shehikal. Why then is Stam Misa Chenek? Meaning, Rabbi Yoshio gave a svara. What was the svara? So if Chenek is the most cool, it makes sense. Where the Torah did not reveal which Misa's Bezdin, it intended you should administer, give the one. That's the most kludic. But Rabbi Yonasan said, loy mipnei shehi kala. That's not the reason. But still, Rabbi Yonasan agrees that stam misas chenek. What's the reason for it? So he said it's based on something that Rebbe said. Rabbi said, nemar misa b'dei shemayim. It says misa b'dei shemayim, nemar misa b'dei adam. Ma misa umur b'dei shemayim she'im baroishim. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills somebody, an ordinary misa b'dei shemayim. So how does that play itself out? It's a misa she'im baroishim. Most people, when they die, nothing changes to their guf. The physical appearance of the person that died doesn't change from when he was alive. It's usually his heart stops. Something internally happens, and that causes him to die. Af misa amur b'dei adam, misa she'im b'roshim. So when we say mois yumas, whenever it says in the Torah, it's not misa, we assume that it's going to be a misa that's similar to misa b'dei shamayim. And just like misa b'dei shamayim is a misa she'im b'roshim, so too, stam misa has to be misa she'im b'roshim. What's a misa she'im b'roshim? Chenek, says the Gemara. It's true. Chenek was aimed by Roshim, but the aim of Sreifa. Sreifa is also Misa, she'aimed by Roshim, based on the Maskonas HaGemara from yesterday, the Mishnah, that said that the Sreifa of Misa's Bezin was not Sreifa's Kol HaGuf, it was Sreifa's Nesham of HaGuf Kayim. So if the Guf is Kayim, it's also Misa, she'aimed by Roshim. Meaning, I understand it's not Skila, Uskaltem Ba'avonim, Vamesu, that's clearly a Misa Sheyesh by Roshim. Sayef is definitely a Misa Sheyesh by Roshim. But says the Gemara, there are two Misas that are aimed by Roshim. Chenek is aimed by Roshim, and Sayef is aimed by Roshim. So Mehechet Tesi, Stam Misa should be Chenek, maybe Stam Misa should be Tzreifa. So the Gemara says, Kosmid Amarachmon Abbas Koyen Bisreifa, by Bas Koyen, the Torah singled out Tzreifa, Michlal, the whole lab Bas Tzreifa here. So what do you see from here? You see that Stam Misa is not Tzreifa, because Stam, if Stam Misa was Tzreifa, the Torah could have just mentioned Stam Misa by Bas Koyen, and the halacha would have been Tzreifa. Elamai, Stam Misa is not Tzreifa. Stam Misa is Chenek, and a regular Eishasish that's Mazana gets Chenek. It's only a Bas Koyen that's an Eishasish that's Mazana that gets Tzreifa. But an ordinary Eishasish that's Mazana does not get Tzreifa. What does an ordinary Eishasish that's Mazana get? A Misa that's Ke'en Misa B'dei Shamayim, where it's a Misa She'en B'Yeroshim, where it's a Misa that's Guf Kayim. If it's not Tzreifa, and we know it can't be Skila and Sayef, because those two Misas do have a Roshim, so back to the envelope arithmetic, process of elimination, the only misa that it could possibly be is chenek. So it says the Gemara, Bishlam, Rabbi Yonasan, Kidem Afarish, Rabbi Taim. Now, the Gemara now flips. So we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. How or why is it that stam misa is chenek? Rav Yoshia said, Stam Misa is Chenek, because Misa is the most kuladik of the four Misa's Bezdin, and if you're not sure which Misa to give, Eina Terashoy L'moshchel HaHachmer Olel, Ela L'Hokel Olel. Rav Yonasan said, Leit Mipnei Shehikala. Why then is Stam Misa Chenek? Because he learns it from Misa B'dei Shamayim. Misa B'dei Shamayim is a Misa She'im by Roshim. Stam Misa has to be a Misa She'im by Roshim. There are two of the Dalad Misa's that are Misa She'im by Roshim. One of them is Tzreifa. The other one is Chenek. I know it's not Tzreifa. Must be that it's Chenek. So, afraid to go to Bishlam, the Rabbi Yonasan, and the Mefarish. Rabbi Taima. I understand she is Rabbi Yonasan now. El Rabbi Yoshia. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, mi mai de iko Chenek ba'olam. Maybe there's no Chenek at all. Amos Saif. Maybe it's Saif. Because according to Rabbi Yonasan, there has to be a Chenek. There has to be another Mises Bezdin that's in by Roshan that's not Tzreifa. So, the three Mises that are Mefurish Batoira are Skila, Tzreifa, and Sayef. I know that Stam Misa is a Misa She'im by Roshim, that's not Tzreifa. I know it's not Skila and Sayef, because those are Misa She'yesh by Roshim. I also know it's not Tzreifa. So there has to be a fourth Misa that's in by Roshim. So even though it doesn't say Chenek anywhere before in the Torah, this must be Chenek. But according to the Rabbanon, where there's no such drasha of Misa She'im by Roshim, how then do I know Stam Misa Chenek? Because it's the most cool thing in the Misa. That presupposes that there's something called Chenek. Maybe there's no Chenek in the first place. Right? Maybe there's no Chenek. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Arba Misa's Gemara Gemira Lahu. It was a Mesoira, Halach L'mesh Misinai, that there were four Misa's Bezdin. Says the Gemara, it's for that reason that we assume that Stam Misa is Misa's Chenek. My Lord Mekneisha Hikalo, Zach the Gemara, Kamiflagi, Beplukta, the Rab Shimon, the Rabbana. Going back to Rav Yonasan's original argument to Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia said Stam Misa's Chenek because Enat Rashay L'mesh L'hachmer El L'hach L'lel. Rav Yonasan said, Lord Mekneisha Hikalo. What was Rav Yonasan essentially saying? He was Shitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that what is the most cool thing of the four Misa's? It's not Chenek. Rav Shimon argued with the Rabbanon on 2 points. Number one, which is the most chamor? Is it Skila or is it Tzreifa? And also, which is the most kulanik? Is it Chenek Or is it Saif? Reb Shimon said the most kulig is Saif. The most kulig is not Chenek. That's Reb Yonasan Shita. That's Reb Yonasan said. I'm telling you that the reason Stam Misas Chenek is not because it's Kala. I hold like Reb Shimon. That's the Tifkeit and Shita's Reb Yonasan. He holds like Reb Shimon that really Chenek is not the most cool of the Gemisa. Bottom line is, what we have from this Gemara, just to summarize, is that there's four Mises Bezdin. The fourth one of the Mises Bezdin that are mentioned here in the Perek is Chenek. Chenek is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say Chenek. It says Skila many times. It says Sreifa. It says Sayef with Ficharef. The only Misa that's not mentioned anywhere before in the Torah is Misas Chenek. And ironically, it's not Misas Chenek. So most people that are Chai Misas Bezdin in the Torah are going to end up getting Chenek. Because wherever the Torah is not Mefarish, what the Misa is, it's going to be Chenek. But at the same time, Chenek is not mentioned anywhere before in the Torah. And the Gemara says, at the end of the day, how we know there's something called Chenek, and why it's not Misas Chenek, is a Machloikas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yonasan. According to Rabbi Yosef, even though it doesn't say Chenek anywhere before in the Torah, there was a Messiah. There was a Messiah that there's a fourth Mises Bezdin. And at the same time, wherever the Torah says Stam Misa, you have to assume it's going to be something very cool thing. So whatever that Misa was, it had to be a little bit less severe than the three that I'm referring to in the Torah. It had to be a little less severe than Skila, Sreif, and Herod. Chachamim assumed that it must be Chenek, and Stam Misa is going to end up being Chenek. According to Rabbi Yonasan, Chenek is not mentioned Mefurish in the Torah, but at the same time, there was a limud from Misa B'dei Shamayim that made us realize that there has to be another Misa's Bezdin that's aimed by Roshim, so we have a little bit more information about it. It's aimed by Roshim, where the Guf is going to be Kayin. What is that? Chachamim assumed that it's going to be Chenek, and Stam Misa they assumed was net, not because it's Kala. To the contrary, the Gemara says at the end that Rabbi Yonasan really holds like Rabbi Shimon. Why then is Stam Misa going to be Chenek? Because we need it to be similar to Misa B'dei Shamayim, where the Guf is Kayin. Omalei Rav Zeira L'Abaye. So the Gemara is going to bring now an interesting exchange between Rav Zeira and Abaye that could have very easily been after the next Mishnah. We'll see in the course of the Shach Levitari why the Gemara is bringing it right here. The next Mishnah that we're going to learn is Elohein HaNeskolim. The Mishnah is going to go and it's going to start detailing different Averis for which Yechayiv Skila. Now, there are many people. The Mishnah itself mentions 18 examples. 18 Averis for which you're going to be Chayiv Skila. It's a lot more. But 18 are mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, amongst the 18 that are mentioned in the Mishnah, some of them it's Beforish. Some of them, if you look in the Parsha, in the Torah itself, the Torah says that Yechayev Skila, but most of them, it's not Mefurish anywhere. How do you know all the other ones are Chayev Skila? It's learned out from Oivi Yadayni. If somebody was Shoyal Oivi Yadayni, those were forms of Kishuv. We'll speak about that at some point. But those were different forms of Kishuv that, right, Shaul HaMelech, when he wasn't sure if he should fight against the Philistines, where he was ultimately killed, so he goes to a Balasai. So Oivi Yadayni is something that's mentioned in the Torah. It's Osir. If someone Shoyal Oivi Yadayni is Chayev Skila, and we learn from there that just like by Oivi Yadayni, the Skila, so to all these other Parshias where the Mishnah says the Skila, that learned out from there. It says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Zeira L'Abaye. Rav Zeira told Abaye, Shar HaNeskon Leisivu Skila. All the Neskala mentioned in our Mishnah that it doesn't say Mefurish in their respective Parshias that there's a Chayev Skila. The Gamri v'Oivi Yadayni. And how do we know that there is Skila? We learn it from Oivi Yadayni. But my Gamri, how do we learn it? What was this Tut Stadim? But my Yumsu Gamri, Ibidmeyan Bom Gamri. Meaning, Reb Zeira sat down and he looked at the parasha of Oivi Yadayni and he wanted to see what that parasha has in common with all the other Neskalim. And he realized there's two things that has in common. Oivi Yadayni says Mois Yumsu, all those Neskalim it also says Mois Yumsu. By Oivi Yadayni it says Dmeyan Bom, and boy, all those Neskalim it also says Dmeyan Bom. And Reb Zeira wasn't sure, what's the Limud? Is the Limud Xeira Shava Mois Yumsu? Or is the limud exeir shava d'meyim bam? Amalei told him back, but d'meyim bam, gamri, it's d'meyim bam. Because even moisi yumsu gamri, because if you're going to tell me that it's moisi yumsu, d'meyim lovely. Why did they have to write d'meyim bam? Must be d'meyim bam is mufna, right? That is the building block of the exeir shava. But he told him back, Reb Zeira, elamai b'd'meyim, d'meyim gamri. So you're telling me it's d'meyim, moisi yumsu lovely. Why does it say moisi yumsu? I mean, you can't tell me that the limud is d'meyim bam, because otherwise, why does it say Dmeyim Bom? I could then say maybe the limud is Mois Yumsu, Because if not, why does it say Mois Yumsu? Meaning, Manavshach, isn't something going to be a little bit extra over here? Mar says, no, Mois Yumsu is not extra. At the time, we went to the Brisa, Mois Yumas, a Makrav, it's Seyachu. We've had this already. Had you know if somebody is chai misa's bezin, for whatever reason, you can't give him the misa that you're supposed to give him. Shati yochel ha misa, b'chol misa, you can give him any misa. Tamu boimer, Mois Yumas, ha maka mikomok. It's learned out from Mois Yumas. So Mois Yumas is not extra, must be, it's the mayim bomb, that's what's extra, and that is the Gzeirah Shavah. So it says the mayim bomb by Ovi Yadaini, it says the mayim bomb by all the other Neskalim that I mentioned in the Mishnah, where it doesn't say Skila Mefurish in that Parsha. It does say Dmei Yambam. Dmei Yambam says that just like Dmei Yambam by Ovi Yadaini means Skila, so too in all those, by those parashias, you're going to have Skila as well. Amalei Rav Achi midiftali Rav Yina. So Rav Achi told Ravino, v'ibem mois yumsu gamri, maiko kashli. It sounds like from the way Rav Zeira presented his Shaila to Abaya, that Rav Zeira was setting Abaya up. Meaning, it's he asked him a Shaila. His Shaila was, we learned the Sharon is calling from Ayat Yidani. Do we learn it from Mois Yumsu, or do we learn it from Dmei Yambam? That was a Shaila. It sounds like there's probably some Nafkamina. There must have been some Nafkamina. There was some setup over here. It's obvious that he wasn't just asking him this question out of curiosity. He wanted something with it. What happened was Abaya answered the question and it deflated Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira didn't have a kasha anymore after he responded because he didn't give him the answer that he was looking for, or he didn't give him the answer that would beget the follow-up question. What was Rav Zeira's shaila? Again, Sharon is calm. Do you learn it from Mois Yumsu, or do you learn it from Dmei Yambam? He told him you learn it from Dmei Yambam. Memel, there was no follow-up. You learn it from Dmei Yambam. Mois Yumsu, the rabbi is called Misais. If you can't give the Misa Aksuva Betayra, so there was no shaila. But it sounds like that had he learned it from Mois Yumsu, then there would have been a follow-up question, and the follow-up question would have been something. The question is what? The Ibn Mois Yumsu Gamri, Maiko Kashale, and that's essentially the Gemara's Kasha. What would the follow-up question have been? Says the Gemara, maybe the Kasha would have been very poshut. Ishes Ish, that's Mizana, is Chayiv Chemik. Why? Because it says Mois Yumas. The kasha would have been, why is it chayiv chenek? Lemesi v'lemigmar mois yumas v'ayvi yadayni. Just like we learned the sharan is calling from ayvi yadayni from mois yumsu, let's learn eishes ish, that's mezana, the noyef and the nayefes should also be chayiv skila from mois yumsu v'ayvi yadayni. Meaning bishloim of the limud is the mayim bomb, which Abaya said is what it is. That is the limud. So bishloim of the limud is the mayim bomb. So you can't ask me a kasha from mois yumsu that it says by noyef and nayef. Doesn't say the mayim bomb over there. It says mois yumsu. It's Tam Misa, which is Chenek, and that's why the Chayiv Chenek, they're not going to be Chayiv Skila. But the kasha was that if the Makar is Mois Yumas, then maybe the halacha should be that just like the Sharon is called, and we learn Mois Yumas from Ovi Yadani, let's learn Eishas Ish, that's Mezana, should also be Chayiv Skila from Ovi Yadani. Malahalam Beskilaf Kam Beskila. But the Gemara says it can't be. That's not a good kasha. That couldn't have been Reb Zeir's follow up question. Because Midam Rachman Arusa Beskila, being that Anaira Murasa gets Skila, Machal Denesu Alab Beskila. From the fact that Naira Murasa gets Skila, I know that Nesua doesn't get Skila. So I know it's not Skila. And even though it says Mois Yumas, which technically should allow me to learn from Ovi Yadayini, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I know that it can't be Skila. Must be, it's going to be Chenek. So that couldn't have been the follow-up question. Elo, Maka Ova V'imoy Kakashla. The follow-up question would have been, Maka Ova V'imoy. Maka Ova V'imoy. The halachi is Chayiv Chenek. Why? L'meisi u'lemigmer v'ovi yadayini. It says Mois Yumas over there. So Mois Yumas is Stam Misa is Chenek. But the kasha is that if Mois Yumas is the building block of the Gzeirah Shavah for the Sharon is calling from Ovi Yadayini, so let's learn Maka Ova V'imoy from Ovi Yadayini as well. Says the Gemara, but the Gemara says that's not a kasha either. Because Ad Gamri Ovi Yadayini, Ligmar Eishes Ish. That's not a kasha either. The reason it's not a kasha is because even though it says Mois Yumas by Makov Avimoy, and it says Mois Yumas by Ovi Yadayini, so based on that, let's learn from Ovi Yadayini that it should be Chayiv Skila. The problem is it also says Mois Yumas by Eishes Ish, that's Mezana. And Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, we said for sure is only Chayiv Chenek and not Skila. How do you know for sure you're not Chayiv Skila? Because Naim Rasa Skila. So obviously, Eishes Ish Nesua is not going to be Chayiv Skila. And once you can be Makish something Lahachmer Lahakl, of course you're going to go Lahakl, you're not going to go Lahachmer. So there's no such kasha that Ish, that Makov of Imoy, should be Chayiv Skila. So that couldn't have been the kasha either. So what was Reb Zeira's kasha? Reb Zeira was almost baiting Abaya. He was asking Abaya, what's the limud? How do I know that the Sharon is called Machayiv Skila? I learned from Levi Yadoni.
Do I learn it from Dmei and Bob? Do I learn it from my students? He told me to learn it from Dmei and Bob. Ah, you learn from Dmei and Bob. Rabbi Zeira said, Chomish kan kash. But the Gemara somehow is medayik. It's a very subtle dick. But the Gemara is medayik that it sounds like that had Abaya told Rabbi Zeira that I learned it from my Yumas, he would have came pouncing back with a follow-up question. What would that follow-up question have been? So the Gemara, this is the follow-up question. Shara Niskolim gufayu kakashule. His kasha would have been, Abaya, all the Niskolim, you're telling me you learn it out from my Yumsu? Because it says my Yumas by Ovi Yadayni, and by all those cases it says my Yumas. Mechitesi, I can find you a case where it says Mois Yumas and it means Chenek. For sure. What is that? Eishesish, that's Mazana. That's what got into the sugya. Eishesish, that's Mazana. It's Tam Misa and Tam Misa's Chenek. For sure over there it means Chenek. So what's the kasha? Add the Gamu, Ivy Yadani. Look, we're Eishesish. Mechitesi, learn Mois Yumas from Ivy Yadani and Tami Chayv Skilo. Maybe learn Mois Yumas from Eishesish, that's Mazana and it's Yumin Chenek. That would have been the follow up question, but it's all theoretical. It's hypothetical. It could have, would have, it should have. Lamaisa, Abaya told Reb Zeir, the limud is not Mois Yumas. The limud is the Mei and Bam. If the limud is the Mei and Bam, it's not a kasha. If the limud would have been Mois Yumas, so how do you know Sharon is Skalim, Skila, because it says Mois Yumas. And it says Mois Yumas by Ivy Adayni. It also says Mois Yumas by Eshetish, that's Mazana over there, it's Chanak. Therefore, says the Gemara, Rav Zeira couldn't have asked, he didn't have the ability to ask this follow up question because Abaye didn't give him the answer that beget this follow up question. Either way, before we go weiter, there's just one important Rashi. Tucked away. A daf nun beis amud beis that you can't go weiter without mentioning. That is right in the beginning of the Braisa. So we're discussing the pasuk of an ishes ish that's mezana. The Torah says, V'ish asheyinaf es ishes ish, asheyinaf es ishes reyeyu, mois yumas hanoyeth v'hanoyeth. Why is it mentioned over here? Because we're learning the Mishnah of mitzvahs hanechnokin. We're talking about misas chenek. And an ishes ish that's mezana gets chenek. Even though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, chenek, but it says mois yumas and stam misa, whether you hold like the chachamim, that chenek is the least chomer of the dalet misais, whether you hold like Reb Shimon, that it's not, it doesn't matter. Everybody agrees, kuli al maloi pligi, that stam misa, right, you have to remember that. According to Reb Shimon, even though sayef is the least chomer misa, it doesn't mean stam misa is sayef. Everyone holds stam misa is chenek, and that's why it's mentioned over here. But the Gemara brought a braisa that darshan this pasuk. The ish asheyinaf prat lekotan. Asheyinaf es eshes ish prat leishes kotan. So you have a pasuk in the Torah, a drasha, eshes ish prat leishes kotan. Meaning, solkadai techamina, I would have thought that if you have a kotan, what's a kotan? He's 11 years old, he gets married, his wife, I would have thought, is an Eishes Ish. So if somebody's Mezana, Mois Yumas HaNoyev HaNoyev, says the Torah, no. Ish, Prat L'Katan, that in Eishes Katan, there is not going to be the Parsha of Eishes Ish. The obvious question is, Eishes Katan? Could a Katan get married? How could a Katan get married? A Katan can't go to the grocery store and buy something. Puta is Mechamekach, Memkar, Memkar, Ala Rishayna Banu Itzarim. But the point is, a Katan is someone that's not Mechuyiv in mitzvahs. A Katan is someone who's technically his Kinyanim is Nanak. So how could a Katan, in theory, get married? Says Rashi, that it's true, a Katan can't get married. And if a katan can't get married, you should not need a pasuk to tell me that if somebody's mizana with an eshes katan, he's not being mizana with an eshes ish. But says Rashi, now I know that a katan can't get married. I know it from this sugya. Prat eshes katan ashma ina the katan ain like kedushin. The makar is this sugya right here. That means without this gemara right here in Sanhedrin and Beis on the base, I would have thought that a katan could get married. And what would that be based on? All the sugyas of katan. It's true there are situations maybe where he could get involved in Mekach U'Memkar and things like that. But the point is, without this sugya, I would have thought that a katan could get married. Ashma inan kra, that there's no eishes ish. Vash state, if there's no eishes ish, the katan ain't like kedushin. But without this, I would have thought that maybe a katan would have kedushin. Achreinim asked that there's another Rashi in Shas, in Perek HaMadr, Mesechtes Ksubis, Tafayim Gimel Amud Beis, where Rashi says, the pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha. So I quote, Dibra maskel katan ein kiddush of klum the lav bar kichahu ki yikach ish ksev, because it says ki yikach ish ish v'loy katan. So achrein my bother, it seems to be a steer in Rashi. Rashi over here says that how do I know that a katan is ein loy kiddushin? I know it from the parasha of someone that's mizana ish asheyinaf as ish probably ish as katan. Over here it sounds like I don't have to come onto the parasha of someone being noyif with an ish as ish. The ikur parasha of kiddushin ki yikach ish isha ish would seem to suggest ish v'loy katan. But just two others on this note: kiddushin by a katan. Number one, and we spoke a little bit about this in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra.
But aim based medrash beloy chiddush. Remember, we had cut in part one, cut in part two, and cut in part three. So in theory, this could be, if we had enough time, anyways, this would be cut in part four. The Rambam in Hilchas Soita. So the Rambam says, "Ve'elo hin anoshim she'inon ru'uyos lishtois." There are certain women that they don't drink from the Mei Soita. And how many women are there? 15. The Chamesh Esrei Noshim. So these are the other Chamesh Esrei Noshim. You have the Chamesh Esrei Noshim in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, and now you have Chamesh Esrei Noshim that don't drink from the Mei Soita. And the Rambam lists them. "Ve'elo hin arusa she'meres yama." Kitana Isha Sagadol, Vigidoila Isha Sakatan. That's what we need. Or Gidoila Isha Sakatan. So if a katan is married and Kinur Stira Bezdin, no Mesaita. Why? Because Gedoyla Eishes Akotin is no business. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells us the Makar. The Rambam goes through each one of them and tells us how we know each one. Isha, probably Eishes Akotin. It says Isha. Isha suggests that the husband is an Ish as opposed to an Eishes Akotin. It's a maxima ilam, the Maiser Rekeach, others ask that I need a pasuk in the parasha of Soita. I need a pasuk in the parasha of Soita to tell me that the Eishes HaKatan doesn't drink from the Mei Soita. There's no Kedusha by a Katan. At the end of the day, there's no Kedusha by a Katan. So if there's no Kedusha by a Katan, then obviously there's no parasha of Soita. Soita sets itself up. There's a man and a woman. They're not just living together. They're married. There has to be an Ishus. To the extent that there's no Ishus, then what's past the parasha of Soita? So why do I need a special limud in the parasha of Soita to tell that an Eish HaZakotin is one of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim that don't drink from the Mayim HaMorim, Mei Soita? If there's no issues by a cotton, then Fashteit HaChalein, there's no Mei Soita. Says the Maaser Rekeach, a Dover Nifla, based on another Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchas Adarim. The Rambam is Perik, Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet. We're familiar with the concept of Mufla Samach Le'ish. There's an idea that if somebody's a Mufla Samach Le'ish, he's not an Ish, he's not Bar Mitzvah, but he's Samach Le'ish. His Nedarim are going to be a Neder. So Pasha, you understand the Mufla Samach Le'ish is a Katan. He's not Bar Mitzvah yet. He's 12, 12 and a half. He's a Samach Le'ish. That person, his Nedarim are going to be a Neder. But the Rambam has a different definition of Mufla Samach Le'ish. Says the Rambam, Hoyul v'higiyu l'shnei ha'gdoilim. When somebody turns 13 years old, Nidreim kayomen, his Neder is a Neder. And afal pi shaloi hivya semon. Even though he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus yet, v'adayin lo nasi gdoilim l'chol dover. Which means that he's not really a gadol chodaver. Still, if he's 13 years old, despite the fact that he doesn't have shtei Cyrus, the halach is his neder is a neder. V'dover zemi divrei Torah, it's a din d'iraisa, sha'amufla ha'samach le'ish, hektesh hektesh, v'nedarov nedarim. It's learned out from the pasuk, and the Rambam says this is the definition of a mufla samach le'ish. In other words, we know that when does a person become bar mitzvah? Not when he turns 13 years old. When he brings shtei Cyrus. When he brings Shtei Cyrus. Why then do we always associate Bar Mitzvah with 13? It's because of Chazaka de Rava, this Masechtas Nida, where Rava said that once a boy turns 13 and a girl turns 12, there's a Chazaka that they brought Shtei Cyrus. But it's all based on Chazaka. That's why for Dine Deiraisa, like Parsha Zohar, Bar Mitzvah boy will never learn Parsha Zohar. Because Parsha Zohar is a Din Deiraisa. For Din Deiraisa, we don't rely on the Chazaka de Rava. For a Din de Rabbana to be the Shleach Tzibur, Meir, in the middle of the week, or Kriyas HaTeru de Rabbana on Shabbos, that we don't have an issue with. But for Dine Deiraisa, being that we don't know for sure that this boy is a gadol, because all he is 13 years old, which means it's a chazaka that he's a gadol, but really he's not a gadol, says the Rambam. So let's say I have someone that's 13 and I know for sure that he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. So really, if you would ask somebody, he would tell you he's not bar mitzvah. If you know for sure that he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, what's the shayla? The only reason we assume when you turn 13 that you're bar mitzvah is because of the chazaka the rabba. But to the extent that I know for sure you didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, what's the question? Of course you're not going to be bar mitzvah. Says the Rambam, it's true. Yeah, not a gadol v'chol davar, but you are a gadol for some things. And that is mufla samach le'ish. You're 13, but you didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. Now let's read again, l'shoinei hazov shal Rambam. Hoyo v'yigiyu l'shnei ha'gdoilim. When somebody turns 13, nidreim kayomim, his neder is a neder. And afal pi shalei hivya simonim, even though he didn't bring Cyrus yet, v'adayin loynase gdoilim l'chol davar. And he's not a gadol l'chol davar, says the Maaser Rekeach. And the Rogach of the Goy, we've spoken out of the past, the G'dayli, G'dayli Achronim, we're all Madaik in this Rambam, that it's Mavu in the Rambam. The Rambam is not just saying that Mufla Samach Le'ish is a din in Hilchas Nedarim. But when somebody turns 13, even though he doesn't bring Shtei Cyrus, he becomes a gadol. He's just not a gadol l'chol davar. Meaning, gadlus in theory can happen in two stages. When somebody turns 13, even though he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, he becomes a shtickel gadol. Is he a full-fledged gadol? No, he's not a full-fledged gadol. But a gadol he is. Just not l'chol davar. When do you become a gadol l'chol davar? That's when you're 13 and you have Shtei Sairis. But 13 without Shtei Sairis, you're not a regular katan anymore. At that point, you're going to be a gadol. Said the Ma'aser Kech, could be that's Pshan in the Rambam. The Rambam held that there was a drosha in the parasha of Soita that teaches me that an Eishes HaKotan doesn't drink Mei Soita. Stelt sich the Fraga, why do I need a limud in the parasha of Soita? Typically, there's anyways no issue. The katan, a katan can't get married. It could be, you know where it was negeya this drosha? It was negeya this drosha if you had not a full-fledged katan, not an 11-year-old boy. You have a 13-year-old boy who didn't bring Shtei Sairis, where the Rambam said, he's a gadol le miktzas dvarim. You're just not a gadol le chol davar. But with regards to some halachas, you are a gadol. It could be the Rambam held that that type of katan slash gadol could get married. And if he could get married, then I would have thought that maybe there is a parasha of Saita. Kamash malan alimud isha. That Eishes HaKotan, at the end of the day, you're a katan, and being that at the end of the day, you're a katan, lemiksas dvarim, you're not going to have the parasha of Soita. So the Ma'aser Kech was saying, it's true, the Rambam didn't need a pasuk to be b'mayit, a full-fledged katan. A full-fledged katan doesn't have kedushin. If there's no kedushin, of course there's no Soita. We're talking about a katan that does have kedushin. What kind of katan has kedushin? The same katan that can make a neder, with the Rambam, again, the Lashonei Azov said, v'adayin le'nasa gedoylem l'chol dover. That's the punchline in the Rambam. Where it's mavur in the Rambam that it's not exclusive to Mufal Samachlish. It's something that is negei other halachas as well. The Rogat Shavu Goyin said it's negei karbonos. It's negei other areas as well. Where, with regards to some areas, we treat him as a gadol. So Vaistoy says the Ma'aser Kech, the Rambam must have held. This is all the Rambam l'shitasoy that shonim b'lo simanim. You're enough gadol for you to be able to get married, but at the same time, there's a drasha. You're not enough gadol for you to have a parish of sight. So, what does it have to do with us? Rashi's bothered with a kasha. You have a pasuk for isha sheyinaf as ishes ish, that dafka ishes ish. There's going to be the parish of niyof, not ishes cotton. I thought ishes cotton. It doesn't make sense. It's an oxymoron. A cotton can't get married. Says Rashi and Achinami, Ashmi, you know the Kotan, this is the Makar. But later, I don't know if you have to say that. Could be the Makar is Kikach Ishisha, like Rashi says in Parakamad, the Mesachtes Ksubas. Why do I need a Pasik to tell me? Because the Rambam is going to say that it is possible for a Kotan to get married if he was a Gielachal Shonim, Velo Gielachal Simonim. And just like there was a Havamini that there should be Saita by such an age as a Kotan, to the point that I need a Drosha to tell me there's not. Again, according to the Ma'aser Kech spear in the Rambam, so too I would have thought there's a parish of Eishes Ish. Kamash Malav, Prat Leishes Kotan, that you're not going to have a parish. I think that the way the Ma'aser Kech explained the Rambam, it could be it's a beautiful beer in this Gemara right here. Just one other Ha'ara that's worth mentioning on this note, and that is a Rashi, Mesechtes Sanhedrin, later in our Mesechta, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, Ha'oyev Es Ishtei Kegufay, if somebody loves his wife like himself, V'amechabda, Yoyser Migufay. The Hamadrich Banu Vubnaisa Vaderach Yishara, and he puts Koiches into being Mechanech his children. The Hamasian Samach Lepirkan, and he gets them, marries them off. Samach Lepirkan. Samach Lepirkan. Olav Akosav, Oymevi Yodati Kisholim Alecho, Ufakadato Novech Belosechta. So there's an idea of marrying off your children, Samach Lepirkan. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Samach Lepirkan? Adayin Ketanim Hein. It means when they're still Ketan. Now the Bryce has said clearly, Hamadrich Bonov Ubnoisov. Vamasiyot Bonov Ubnoisov. He marries off his sons and daughters, Samuch Lepirkan, while they're still Ktanim. Sounds like from Rashi, it's possible for a Kotan to get married. It's possible to have Eishes HaKotan. Now, Midday Raisa, we're not going to make a stiris HaRashi. Rashi already told us, whether it's from Kika Cheshisha, or whether it's from Eishes Ish, probably Eishes HaKotan. We know, Ashmina, that there's no Eishes when it comes to a Kotan. But Midday Rabbanan, at the very least, it sounds like there is a concept of Eishes by a Kotan. There's an idea of, to the contrary, the Katchilo, you should marry Samach Lepirkan. By the way, Tosfos argues with Rashi, and Tosfos has a Gemara, Masechtas Yevamim. It's funny, Tosfos scanned all of Shas, and he has one Gemara where it's mashma that a cotton can't get married, even with the Rabbani. Yevamim is kuf yud beis. You have to make it to the end of Yevamim. You have to make it to the end of Yevamim to know this halacha, that a cotton doesn't have nesuin. So what does this mean? So Tosfos is a very big chiddush, a tremendous chiddush, that really a cotton can't get married, even with the Rabbanan. But at the same time, if a father takes his son while he's a cotton and puts him together with a girl, and they're mezana, it's not going to be znos. Usually, if you're not married, it's znus by definition. It's not going to be znus. That's what Tosfos says. But the bottom line is, Rashi's not mashma that way. Rashi sounds like it's possible for a katan to get married, albeit midrabbana. Maisa, the Rambam argues. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, the Rambam says that what does it mean, samach lepirkan? It means right when you're bar mitzvah. And that's the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that you cannot get married until you turn 13 years old. Mi ben yud gimel, that's when you're right to get married. Nishma de iraisa, nishma de rabunan. You can't get married until you turn 13 years old. 18, once you turn 20, you're already too old. But that's basically what the gist of the halacha and Shulchan Aruch is right in the beginning of Evan Ezer. But I'll just tell you one beautiful thing that I heard once from my father's Rav, Rabbi Yosef Arenster. We say, Kishem Shenichnas Lebris, Ken Yikonis L'Toyra U'Lechop L'Masam Toivin. Right? Kishem Shenichnas Lebris, Ken Yikonis L'Toyra L'Chop L'Masam Toivin. So you do it, Tesiantiv's Kasha. He says, I don't understand the order. Ken Yikonis L'Toyra and then Chopa Masam Toivin. Toyra is Bar Mitzvah. Presumably, chuppah is Shmoy Nesra the chuppah. Masim Tovim is Barmit. The order seems to be a little out. What does it mean? Can you come to Torah the chuppah of Masim Tovim? So you do it. The Vilna Rav, the Dayan in Vilna, Reb Shlomo mi Vilna, the Binyan Shtechek Shlomo. So he writes in his Akdama to one of his svarim that he had a brother that was a goyin adar. His brother was a tremendous goyin, and he says he was such a goyin that when he was a very young child, they were reading him the best shidduchim in Europe. He says, Mamish the Shensten, the best shidduchim. They were ready him. So he said, his father once said, Bederech Melitza, he said, maybe that's the pshat and the nusach. He changed it. Nichnas Lebris. Can you connect the Torah, the chuppah, the masam taivim? Why does chuppah come before masam taivim? Masam taivim is bar mitzvah. Shemayin Esra Lechuppah. He says, we're vinching on the child that he should be such a prodigy, he should be such a superstar, that it should be chuppah before Masim Tovim. They should be renting him Shidduchim even before the Bar Mitzvah while he's still a katan. But I heard from a variance there, he said, beautiful, that we always speak out from the Rogach of a Goyin and from the Kozhag of a Goyin, that Shneim Nischavnu L'Dabar Echad, that even though you don't become Bar Mitzvah until you're 13, but a katan has an obligation to learn Torah even with the Rabbana. The Rogach of a Goyin said it has to be that way. Because if the katan doesn't have a chiyuv to learn Torah, how's it possible that when you turn 13 years old, all of a sudden you're obligated to observe 613 mitzvahs? There should be some training period. Right, you sit down, you go to some training course, 3-4 weeks later after you trained, now already you know what you're supposed to do. But how can you expect the bar mitzvah? The second the sun sets, the night of your bar mitzvah, now you're chayvin kriyas shema midereisa. You do have to say brachas hatorah, you don't have to say brachas hatorah. Right, every bar mitzvah pshatol, but the point is that how can you be mechayvin? What's brachas hatorah? I'm supposed to know what brachas hatorah is? Maybe it was my father's obligation to tell me, but I'm the one that's on the hook. He already said baruch shepetrani this morning by landing. So what do you want from me? Right, so it's my chiv. So the Ragachov says, Vaisless, yeah. He says, Vaisless, you're cotton, you should have figured. So a cotton, said the Ragachov, a guy has a chiv to say Birchas HaTorah, Midei Reis. The Kozhak of a guy said the same thing. My boy said this by the Bar Mitzvah Shatel, the Dom spoke out the Eretz Svi, the Kozhak of a guy. But the point is that the cotton has a chiv, Talmud Torah, Midei Reis. So he said, Gevaldik. Kishem Shenichnas Bris, can you call the Torah? What comes first? Torah. Because when you're a cotton, you already have a chiv to learn Torah. Then comes getting married. Rashi says, when you're supposed to get married, samach lepirkan. Adayin ketanim hey. And only afterwards is maisim toivim when you come bar mitzvah. So the seder is beautiful. Torah first, because the cotton's already chayim. When you're samach lepirkan, then it's chuppah. And then maisim toivim is when you're actually bar mitzvah. Either way, on that note, so we had arba mises bezden, skila, sreifa, herik, v'chenek. And now we're going to go off on a tangent. It's not a digression, but it's going to lead to many, many, many digressions. And that is, we're going to start going into each one of the arba mises bezden. Elohein on a skolin, we're going to have Elohein on a chnokim. We're going to go into each one individually. I just want to say one interesting thing. So we're learning perik arba mises bezden. So bezden used to administer 4 different types of mises. Skila, sreifa, herik, v'chenek. What determined which misa you're going to get? So now we're going to learn it. Elohein on a skolin, right? It's all outlined in the Torah. Who's supposed to get what? So you know that there's capital punishment in the United States. So despite a lot of advocacy groups that are trying to abolish it, but as of now, I'm sure at some point in the future, it won't be that way anymore. But right now, there are certain crimes where a person in the United States of America can get the death sentence. So today, when somebody's killed, how do they kill them? So usually it's lethal injection. When we were growing up, it was the electric chair. But today, it's primarily lethal injection. But if you look it up, it's interesting. There are actually 5 methods of execution that are considered okay. So it's not Dalit Mises Bezdin. It's Hey Mises Bezdin. There are 5 different types of Mises that are administered right now by the United States government. By the way, capital punishment is legal in 31 states. There's 31 states right now that are still okay with capital punishment. 5, what are the 5? It's lethal injection, the electric chair, lethal gas, hanging, and firing squad. So it's interesting. The way it works is that stam misa is lethal injection. The only way a person will ever get another form of death is if he chooses it, or for whatever reason, this person can't get lethal injection. What's happening is a lot of these advocacy groups are trying to make it difficult for the government to even get the chemicals that they need for them to be able to inject these people. It's a mess. But the point is that lethal injection is considered, so if a person has no preference, or you know, he says, yeah, whatever, then it's going to be lethal injection. It's if he has a preference depending on the state. So for example, let's say he says, I want to be killed by a firing squad. So there's actually only two states that allow that. It's Oklahoma and Utah. The last time it happened in 2010, there was an inmate that wanted to be killed. That's amazing. 7 years ago, there was somebody that was killed by firing squad. But the bottom line is, it's not Dalud Mrs. Bezdin, it's Hey Mrs. Bezdin. And on that note, suck the Mishnah. Hey, now you know the rest of the story. Elohim and his calling. So the following, if somebody is Mezana with his mother, Valeshazov, or not his mother, but his father's wife. Val HaKala, his daughter-in-law. Val HaZachar, a man. Val HaBehema, Isha Mevias HaBehema, or a woman that's Mezana with a Behema. Val Megade, someone that's Mevarech as Hashem. Val Oved Avodes Kechavim. Val Noisim Mizaroi LaMoylech. We'll see more about that. Ubal Ovi Yedoni, forms of Kishuf. Val Mechalas HaShabbos. Val Mechalo Lovi V'Imoi. Val Baal Naira Murosa. Val Mesis. Val Mediach. Pretty straightforward. These are the niskalim. About aim, if someone is ba on his mother, he's going to be chayiv for two arayas. Number one, it's his mother. Imoy is an erva. And number two, his mother is also his father's wife, assuming that. And therefore, this is going to be eshes of as well. Yehudah says, no, you're only chayiv for aim. So if somebody's mother is also his father's wife, it doesn't matter, you're going to be chayiv for aim, you're not going to be chayiv for esh esav. A bal esh esav, if someone's bal esh esav, chayiv mishom esh esav, umishom esh esh. So there's esh esav, but there's also esh esh. She's not worse than any other married woman. Bein b'chayiv, bein la'achar misas ofif. And this chiyuv will be true if his father's alive, or even if his father's not alive. Now Rashi clarifies that obviously if his father's not alive, then his father's wife is not an esh esh anymore. It's just esh esav. Araya survived death. We'll speak more about that. But Araya survived death. That's Araya, by the way, that there's an ishus between man and woman even after the spouse dies. Because if there's no ishus after death, if death shall part this ishus, then it doesn't make sense that there should be an erva la'achar misa. So one of the rayas that you see that ishus survives death is the parsha of Arayas. The fact that there's an Isser Eishas of even after the father's not alive anymore. Beimen or Erisin, Beimen Nesuin. Additionally, the Isser Eishas of is true whether the father had Erisin or if the father had Nesuin, right? Of course, in the Torah, Erisin doesn't mean that they had a L'chaim and a Vart and they took pictures. Erisin means that there was a real marriage. Harei at mikudesh asleep at the bazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Abal kalasa, if someone's bond his daughter-in-law, chayv alem mishum kalasa, umishum eishas ish. His daughter-in-law is married to his son, so obviously she's also an eishas ish. Bein b'chayiv b'noi, bein la'achav nisus b'noi. Again, not regarding eishas ish, only regarding kalasa. So even if his son dies, it's still going to be an eishas kalasa. Bein min erisin, bein min anisun. Tanya, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah said, im loy hoysa imay ru'uya la'aviv, ein eichayiv, eli mishom ein bovad. That in the event that his father was married to his mother, so far so good, but the father and the mother were not ru'uyin, really, to be married to each other. They should not have been married to each other. Gemara's going to explain what that means. And now the son is boil this woman. So he's chayev for aim, because she is his mother. But being that father and mother really should not have been married to each other, it's for that reason they're not going to be chayev for eshes of. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned in our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? The Tanakam in the Mishnah said, "Abol aim chayv alel mishum aim umishum esh esav." So, if somebody's mother is also his father's wife, like in most cases, and he's bal imay, there'll be imay and there'll be esh esav. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein chayv el mishum aim bovad." And Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah did not qualify. There's no fine print that you have to read. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying unequivocally, there's no such thing as being chayv for aim and be chayev for Eish Esav. You chayev for Eim, you never chayev for Eish Esav. Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa is not the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa is already saying, no, in the event that mother and father really are not ru'uyim for each other, this is not a compatible shidduch, then you're going to be chayev. And Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah are not the same Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. But either way, so what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that if father and mother not ru'uyin to be married to each other, doesn't mean that they literally couldn't be married because there was some incestuous relationship between father and mother. There was chayve krisos, chayve mrs. bezin. It would mean then michal the rabbanon savri. Do you mean to say that because Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with the rabbanon? I mean the rabbanon say in that case you are going to be chayve mishum imoy and mishum eshesav. Do the rabbanon hold that afal gafte enay ruuyoloi? Even if she's enay ruuyoloi, still you're going to be chayve for eshesav unless like kedushin begavah. There's no kedushin. If they're not married to each other, if kedushin wasn't toifis because it's chayve krisos and chayve mrs. bezin, then she's not an eshesav. Then nobody can argue. Ela chayve lavin. It must be that where Rabbi Yehuda was saying as halacha was that if there's a chayve lavin relationship, chayve lavin issue between husband and wife, it's over there that there's going to be a chiyav for imoy, but there's not going to be a chiyav for eshesav. The rabbanon argue. Why do the rabbanon argue? The rabbanon say, I don't care if father and mother are married, and by the way, mother happened to have been also the father, bechayve lavin. I don't care. Still, you're going to be chayev mishum imoy, and you're going to be chayev mishum eshesav. Why? Because despite the fact that there's chayve lavin, she's still eshesav. Because kedushin is toifas bechayve lavin. Someone's mekadesh and isha who's also tim bechayve lavin. It doesn't matter. The kedushin is still going to be a kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that einoy. He must hold like Rabbi Akiva. The Amay ain't kedushin toivsin bechayve lavin. So if ain't kedushin toivsin bechayve lavin, so it comes out she's not ruuyoloi. In other words, the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim whether kedushin is toivsin bechayve lavin or kedushin is not toivsin bechayve lavin. But the Gemara says, is that true? Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that kedushin is not toivsin bechayve lavin. Must Rav Yishia is a mitzvah kedusha. Chaylatzis v'loy misiyah bemes. It's a mishnah mesachtes yevamis that if a woman falls liyibum and she's usher to the yavam, why? It was either iser mitzvah or it's iser kedusha. So the halacha is you do chalitza, but you don't do yibum. Iser mitzvah. What is iser mitzvah? I mean, the Mishnah explains. Shnia is midday reisayim. She was usher midday rabbana. So being that midday reisa, she fell liyibum. Of course, you have to do something. So you have to do chalitza. But being that she's usher midday rabbanan, so you don't do yibum. That my card is iser mitzvah. Why is shnia called iser mitzvah? She mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chacham. Iser kedusha. What's iser kedusha? Amar l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hadin. It's a case of chayve lavin, specifically related to kayin. So the yavam was a kayin, and she was an amana, grusha chalutza. The halacha is again. There's going to be no yibum, but there is going to be chalitza. And why? Why are these chayvei lavin called iser kedusha? The chesiv kedusha miu lele came in the parasha of kohanim of all the yisurei kohuna in parasha zemar. It says kedusha miu lele came. V'tani Allah. Rabbi Yehuda machlif. Rabbi Yehuda flipped it. Rabbi Yehuda said that shnias midivrei soifim is not iser mitzvah. It's iser kedusha. And chayvei lavin is not iser kedusha. It's iser mitzvah. But says the Gemara, chalufei hu demachlef. He just flipped which one's iser mitzvah and which one is iser kedusha. But at the same time, hachalitza boi. You still have to do chalitza. Got it? So again, you have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me the halacha. What happens if a chayvei lavin, that's the part of this that we need. What happens if a chayvei lavin falls liyibum? Chayvei lavin falls liyibum. Chayletzes v'loid nesev endless. Now, machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, what the right terminology to describe chayvei lavin is. Should we refer to chayvei lavin as iser kedusha, or should we refer to chayvei lavin as iser mitzvah? But it sounds like both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the two Tanoim mentioned in the Mishnah, are of the opinion that chayvei lavin is chayletzes for lemi sebes. What's the kasha? Yevamis 101. The is all kedayet Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Sirle. If you can tell Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that holds ain kedushin toifes bechayvei lavin mechti chayvei lavin Rabbi Akiva chayvei krisus dami. According to Rabbi Akiva, chayvei lavin treated like a chayvei krisus. I mean, the Chachamim hold kedushin is not toifes but chayvei krisus. Rabbi Akiva expanded that and said it's true for chayvei lavin as well. Now, what's the halacha if a chayvei krisus falls liyibum?
first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos. V'chayvi krisis la b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu. There's no yibum and there's no chalitza, which means that according to Rabbi Akiva, if a chayvi lavin falls the yibum, there's going to be no yibum, there's going to be no chalitza. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva that it has to then emerge that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a chayvi lavin falls the yibum, there's going to be no yibum below chalitza. So how could Rabbi Yehuda be mentioned in that Mishnah of Amistav Chavam and Aleph? Is your mitzvah, is kedusha, chalitza? Let me say a bemes that this chalitza, if we're talking about chayvi lavin, one of the two are chayvi lavin. So we have chayvi lavin mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda would seem to hold chayvi lavin as chalitza. That by definition means Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, it's not true. L'dvar of the Tanakama, come have a leilay sfirle. You want to know Rabbi Yehuda, if you asked him his opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, Chayvei Lavim, Chaylet says, no, absolutely not. Chayvei Lavim, no Yibun, there's no Chalitza, because Chayvei Lavim is treated like Arayas. And just like Arayo is Chayvei Krisis with Ketushin's not Toifis, what's the Halacha? No Yibun, no Chalitza. Chayvei Lavim is going to be the same way. Why did you, Rabbi Yehuda, why you mention this Mishnah of Chaylet's Lemmy Sebemis? You told the Chachomim that Isser Mitzvah is really Chayvei Lavin, Isser Kedusha is really Shnias B'Devei Seferim. Why are you getting involved? Says the Gemara. The Dvar of the Tanakama Kama. I was just talking to the Tanakama. I just told the Tanakama that you have it wrong. You said Isser Mitzvah is Shnias and Isser Kedusha is Chayvei Lavin. It's in the reverse. But it's only Dvar Rav. According to me, there's also Mishnah. According to you, that is Chalitza b'Chayvei Lavin and this Chalitza b'Shnias. So you want to know which one to refer to as Issa Mitzvah, which one to refer to as Issa Kedusha. You had it your way. I'm telling you, I have it my way. But v'leilei sfirlei, as it relates to me, Rabbi Yehuda, ichab garish satam etem Mishnah. Bottom line is that there's two Rabbi Yehudas, both of whom are arguing with the Chacham. The Mishnah, the Chachamim said that if somebody is ba al imoy, that is also Eshes Aviv, you're going to be Chayiv Shnayim. You're going to be Chayiv Shom Imay, Chayiv Shom Eshes Aviv. So if someone's Baal Imay that's not Eshes Aviv, that's easy. You're Chayiv Shom Imay. If somebody's Baal Eshes Aviv that's not Imay, that's also easy, right? Your stepmother, of course, you're going to be Chayiv. There's an Erva called Imay, there's an Erva called Eshes Aviv. The Shaila is where Imay and Eshes Aviv are the same person. Are you Chayiv too for Imay and for Eshes Aviv? Or are you only going to be Chayiv one? In the Mishnah, the Chachamim say very clearly, Habala Aim, Chayev aleh mishum eim u mishum eishasav. Rabbi Yehuda was also very straightforward. Eim chayev eli mishum eim bovat. But there was another Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that no. In a classic case of a bala eim, that's also eishasav. I agree, you're going to be chayev shtayim. Where does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're not going to be chayev shtayim? If the father and the mother were not allowed to be married to each other, it was a chayve lave. Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that Kedusha is not Toifas B'Chayvi Lavin, some Emela, there's no Eshes Av. But all Rabbi Yehuda's saying is that they're not married. It's a halacha that permeates Ganshas, like we just saw, it permeates Yevamis. It's something that has ramifications everywhere. And just like you, Rabbanan, agree that a father and mother can't get married because it's a Chayvi Krisis, Chayvi Mises Bezdin, so obviously there's going to be no Eshes Av. So here too, there's going to be no Eshes Av either. But in a regular case where it is possible for there to be an Imoy and an Eshes Av, I agree, you'll be Chayev Shtayim. But in the Mishnah, it's a machloikis. In the Mishnah, not in the Brais, in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's a machloikis, where according to the Chachamim, Imoy Shei Eshes Aviv, you're going to be Chayev for Imoy and Eshes Av, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're only going to be Chayev Mishum Imoy. So if we have machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, it's going to be based on Psukim, that's pretty obvious. So it says the Gemara, what is the time of machloikis? Guess Rabbi Yitzchok Toni Kidetnan. Rabbi Yitzchok came and he had the version of the machloikis of Yehuda Chacham the way we have it in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ene Chayv Eli Mishum Ein Bovat. V'tamamai. What was the reason for it? Amar Abaya. Abaya said the Amakra, because it says regarding the erva of Imoy Imchohi. It says ervas avicha. The ervas imcho loisegala Imchohi. And we learn from Imchahi, Mishum Imay Ata Mechayvoy, Viata Mechayvoy, Mishum Eshes Av. El Meyato. So the Gemara asks, by the Erv of Eshes Avicha, it says, Ervas Eshes Avicha Loisegala, Ervas Avichahi, Mishum Eshes Av Ata Mechayvoy, Viata Mechayvoy, Mishum Imay. So you're going to make the same Joshua. That you chay for Eshes Av, you're not chay for Imay. What's the problem? In the parasha of Imay, I have a miut that says that if it's Imay and Eshes Av, you only chay Mishum Imay. And in the parish of Eshes Av, I have a mirror that says that if it's Imay and Eshes Av, you only chayiv Mishum Eshes Av. But the Gemara says, do the arithmetic. Eloimoy she eshes of koi hacha umemayitla. Koi hacha umemayitla. Zahashta imoy she ene eshes of mechayev. Eshes of she ene imoy mechayev. Isha she eshes of loy mechayev klal. Does that make any sense? So basically what's coming at is in the parish of imoy, I know that you chayev mishom imoy, but if it's imoy and eshes of, you're still only going to be chayev mishom imoy. In the parasha of eshes of, I know you chayiv mishum eshes of, but I have a miut that says that if it's imay and eshes of, you technically only chayiv mishum eshes of, or at the very least, you can't be chayiv mishum imay. So that means if imay that's not eshes of, you chayiv for, that's imay. Eshes of that's not imay, you chayiv for, that's eshes of. Imay she eshes of, I have a miut in imay, I have a miut in eshes of, which essentially means I can't be chayiv at all. So the Gemara says, how could that be? How could it be that you chayiv mishum imay when it's imay and not eshes of? You chayiv for eshes of when it's Eishes of and not Imoy, but somehow if it's Imoy and it's not Eishes of, you're not going to be Chayiv at all. Vesu, the Gemara says, another Kasho, L'Rabbono Nami. He said, that can't be Rabbi Yehuda's Makar. You can't tell me his Makar is Imchahi. Because if he has a Makar of Imchahi, he has to have Erbas of Ichahi, and that's just not going to make sense. And not just that, if that is Rabbi Yehuda's Makar, L'Rabbono Nami Yoksiv Imchahi, Rabbono have to do something with Imcha. Ella, you know what the Rabbanan are going to do with it? Homi Bayle, the Chirab Sheish Reid Ravidi, that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Yehuda Nami, so Rabbi Yehuda is also going to use Imchahi for, for the same exact reason. So the bottom line is Imchahi is not the Makar. So what is the Makar? Ella Omer of Acha Reid Ravika, Omakra, Ervasa. It says Ervasa, Ervas Ovicha, the Ervas Imcha, Loisagala, Imchahi, Loisagala, Ervasa. We learn from there, Rabbi Yehuda does, Mishum Erva Achazata Machaivoi, Viata Machaivi, Mishum Steer. So you can be Chai for one Erva, Benafatur El Mayato, Ervas Kalos Cholisagala Ishes Bin Chahi. It says by the Erva of your daughter in law, it says there too, Loisagala Ervas. So Achanami, it should come out, Mishum Ervas Atamachaivoi, Viatamachaivoi, Mishum Ste Arois. You should never be Chayev for two Arois when it comes to your daughter. What's the problem? What time we learned in our Mishnah? Bal Kalosoi, Chayvele Mishum Kalosoi, Umishum Ishes Ish, Bein Bechayevoi, Bein Lachamises Benoi, Veloi Polig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue. So if the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds is no Imay and Ishes of is, why? Because imoy, it says ervasa. Ervasa teaches me you can only be chayiv for one erva. It says ervasa by kalasa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds by kalasa you could be chayiv for two arayas. Which two? Kalasa, your daughter-in-law, and to the extent that she's married to your son, eshes ish. The problem is it says ervasa there too. So manashav, if you're working with the drash of ervasa, why don't you have ervasa there? Elo, you have to say kimen dechad gufahu, being that they're one person. Afagav to trei isurin inu, even though they're two isurim, ksev ervasa. The reason, the emphasis of Rav Asa is not one erva. It's not one shem erva. The emphasis of Rav Asa is it's one person. Here too, it's one person. So we're trying to figure out Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda again in the Mishnah says that there's an erva of imcha. If someone's boil imoy erva. If someone's boil his stepmother, his father's wife, not his mother, it's his father's wife, erva. How do I know that? Pesukim in the Torah. It says ervas savicha ve'ervas imcha loisagala. It says ervas eshes savicha loisagala. These are pesukim in the Torah. The question is, what if, like in most cases, your father's wife is also your mother? So, are you going to be chayiv one? Or are you going to be chayiv two? In the Mishnah was a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. There's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in the Brisa, but that's really not such a machlokes. That's more zaitik. Kedushin Teifus Bechayvi Lavin is Kedushin not Teifus Bechayvi Lavin. But in the Mishnah, it's a real machloikis. According to the Chachamim, you're going to be Chayiv 2. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Chayiv 1. The question is, what's the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda? So first the Gemara thought, it says, Imcha hi. Imcha, you're only Chayiv for it, the shame, the Ervav. Ima, you're not Chayiv for Eishas Avicha. But the Gemara said, that's not going to work. Then the Gemara thought, maybe because it says Ervasa. Ervasa, 1. But the Gemara said, that's not going to work. Ella Marava, the third shot, and we'll pick up that tomorrow.